Donald Trump Jr. rips Hunter Biden for accepting Chinese money. By Charlie Spiering on May 20, 2019. Donald Trump Jr. targeted former Vice President Joe Biden's son Hunter Biden on Monday, pointing out that he cashed out on a deal with China while traveling with his father. Trump Jr. spoke at a rally for his father in Pennsylvania, pointing to a recent quote from Biden about China not being a threat to the United States. "He's running around saying that China is not a threat. Guess what, boys and girls? China has been stealing the American dream from all of you. From your kids, from your grandkids for decades, and this clown doesn't think it's a problem?" he asked. "No. You know why? Because his son took $1.5 billion into his hedge fund from the Chinese." Trump Jr. was referring to the deal uncovered by author Peter Schweitzer that Hunter Biden traveled with his father to Beijing in 2013, after which he received a $1.5 billion investment deal with the government. Trump Jr. accused the establishment media of being hypocritical on the coverage of the news, pointing out that if he took $1.50 from the Chinese, they would lose their minds. He reminded supporters that the Chinese were running political ads in Iowa against Republicans because they did not like Trump. "They don't want Trump, and if they don't want Trump, you want Trump. We want Trump. This country needs Trump if the Chinese don't want him," he said. He mocked Joe Biden for trying to take credit for the economy despite former President Barack Obama's insistence that there was not a magic wand to bring more jobs back. "There's nothing quite like watching Joe Biden, who's been in D.C. for about 60 years, say, 'Government has failed you.' I go, 'Joe, in all fairness, this is your life's work. It is a failure. I agree with you.'" Trump Jr. pointed to the record bump in economic success once his father became president, thanks to his tax and regulations cuts and a pro-energy agenda. "It's not rocket science, guys. It's common sense. It's about being willing to fight for America for a change," he said.